A problem in morality and life is sometimes like a fragile vase. And some people, when they find they cannot possess such a thing, try to smash it. This is what Sylvia Allison did to the love she had for Sammy when he no longer could bear the truth of her life and character. She tried to put an end to herself and Sammy. Unfortunately, it was Sammy who was hurt. And now, Molly and Jake and Rosie are waiting at the hospital to see him, waiting to find out how he is.
Ma.
Oh, Molly.
Father.
Mama,
darling.
All right. Sit down, Molly.
Yes. Why did you come, Rosalie?
Come and sit down, Mama, darling.
Why can't I go in to see Sammy?
The doctor didn't want him to talk. He said he'd call us when he wanted us.
Sit down, Mama, darling.
Yes.
Fix your tie, Jake.
All right.
The doctor said he'd call us when he wants us, huh?
Yes, Mama, darling.
Then we'll wait.
Yes.
And they wait. They sit there in that small, quiet room waiting. The great hospital is silent around them. For it and for the Goldbergs, there's nothing to say. This is the moment in which every mind becomes its own prisoner, having no one to whom it can communicate. Jake looks at the floor. He looks at his hands. Rosie plays with a loose button on her dress. And Molly does nothing. Impassive as a statue, still as one of those statues of the Mother God that are found in ruined temples of old and forgotten civilizations, she sits and she thinks of herself, her life, and Sammy.
Wait. We sit and we wait. What else can we do but wait? Why don't I feel anything? What am I waiting for? If I never saw Sammy again, what would happen to me? You live. You go on living. Didn't Mrs. Greenspan's son die? She went on. She went on living. I remember how I used to see her in the butcher shop, and you wondered how she could laugh and even bargain with him for a penny or two pennies. And then when we heard she went to a ball. It wasn't even a year after, not even. Not me. Not me.
Mama, darling, do you want me to get you something?
No, darling.
No, my kid. Are you sure?
A little smelling salt, Molly.
Nothing, Jake. No, nothing at all. The doctor said he'd call us, huh?
Yes.
Maybe it was my fault. Maybe all the way back at Lastonbury it was my fault. Maybe this is a punishment. I was always able to find something good. Something to love in everybody. And then Sylvia came. And Samly loved her. And in Sylvia I couldn't find anything good. I refused to see, because it was Sammy. I wanted the best girl in the world for him. I couldn't see what I always knew, that the one you love is the best for you. I could have tried to help her. Maybe she would have trusted me, and now things would have been different.
Are you all right, Mama, darling?
Yes.
I'm fine.
She's fine. Very fine. How old she looks. I never noticed it before. Why did she ever have to marry me? One struggle after another. Without even my thank you. No, I mustn't take any money from Allison. I have to think how to get some money. I mustn't ask Molly, and I mustn't speak to her about it. Not money I need for Sammy. Let him only get well. I'll work for the rest of my days and pay back my debt. The rest of my days. How many days do I have that I can work? I lived already. I did my part. And why? Here I am, an old man already. And my family is here with me. And who are we and what are we? It's better not to think. Living is a habit. You live. And for why or what? What is she thinking?
Jake, do you want something, Mama, darling?
No.
Jake.
Yes, Molly, dear.
Promise me one thing. You wouldn't take any money from Allison.
Why should I take money from Allison?
My ring, Jake, and my lavalier.
Don't worry.
I was going to have that ring. That was going to be my ring when I was 18. Why do people plan so much? As long as I live, I'll never forget this room. This is something we're going to talk about all through our lives. If Sammy gets well, he'll talk about it too. Let me see it so I can be sure I remember right. There are 1, 2, 6 chairs, a couch, a table, and 2 flower pictures. If Sammy lives, and if he doesn't, will it be so terrible if he dies? There'll be so much fuss if Sammy dies now. He lived the best part of his life. That's what all people say. When you're young, it's the time to live. I love Sammy more than anyone. Yes, sometimes more than my mother. I think I do. He's more like me. I wish I didn't. I should love my mother best. I always thought we'd be together. Just Sammy and me. After my mother and father died. All people die. That's true. All people die. Sammy's gonna die. I know it. I'll never see his children. I'll never be a real aunt. I'll never be anything without Sammy.
You live, and all the badness in the world, all the pain, all the suffering seems far away. And you can laugh, and you can work, and you say things will change. You forgive by forgetting. But when you meet one person, a Sylvia, then you find no forgetting, no forgiveness. I could have drawn it to me 100 times by just putting out my hand. My fault.
A man lives, and he dies. And then I'm the man. I, Jacob Goldberg, what have I got to show for the years I passed here on earth? My children, Sammy, poor Sammy, and that girl Sylvia, I was ready to love her. I was ready to be her father as well as Sammy's. I should have seen. I should have listened to Molly. All my fault. My fault.
Sammy dies. I wonder if they'll blame Sylvia. I wonder what'll happen. Will I hate her or blame her? When a person's bad, who can you blame? But if Sammy dies, it must be somebody's fault. Somebody.
The nurse, Jake. The nurse, Jake.
You may come in now.
Each one awakens from his or her own thoughts and looks at the nurse. She stands waiting for them, prim in her white starched uniform, and they arise and follow her into the hallway, walking slowly to the room in which Sammy lies.